Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and this episode we're going to be talking about the very first Monday Night Football game. Now, the 1970s ushered in a new birth of competition in pro football, as we all know. And as with many new things, a new idea sparked the entire pro football landscape at the very beginning of the decade. A new television contract was obtained by all three major television networks to televise the newly formed league of 26 teams. And one of those television stations, ABC, was given the contract to televise a whole new idea, the idea of Monday Night Football. Today, we in 2021 look upon Monday Night Football as something that we have always had. But no, the idea had to have a start sometime, and that time was back in 1970. A gentleman by the name of Rune Arledge was an ABC television producer at that time, and he came up with the idea to produce a weekly nighttime pro football game. Arledge's many detractors claimed that the idea would be a flop. What they didn't understand was the fact that pro football had already infected most Americans with the game's excitement. Arledge banked on that excitement to be present on Monday nights in the fall, and history has proven him to be correct. The specter of Monday Night Football is something that we take note of and follow even to this very day, thanks to Arledge's brilliance and his willingness to take a chance. Part of Arledge's brilliance involved having three commentators in the broadcast booth of every Monday Night Football game. A trio of Keith Jackson, Dandy Don Meredith, and Harold Cosell would be that trio for the very first Monday Night Football broadcast on September 19, 1970. The trio would change a bit the next year to replace Jackson with Frank Gifford, and it was the trio of Cosell, Gifford, and Meredith that most of us old-timers remember as the glorious trio of Monday Night Football. Keith Jackson would be the play-by-play announcer for the first year in 1970. Meredith, the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, would provide his southern drawl and his down-home folksy comments to better humanize the players. And Cosell? Well, he was Cosell. A sports reporter for ABC, Cosell was in a class by himself. An Ivy Leaguer, Cosell was more than happy to criticize and at times humiliate the players, coaches, and indeed the sport itself. He was the perfect person that America loved to hate. Yet primarily because of him and because of the trio as a whole, the Monday Night Football games were demanded viewing by the American populace. But Arledge knew that for that very first Monday Night Football game, American viewers did not really know what Jackson, Meredith, and Cosell would bring to the broadcast booth and to each other. So Arledge needed a drawing card to entice viewers to actually watch that very first Monday Night Football game. That drawing card would turn out to be none other than Joe Namath. Joe Namath? Yes. See, nobody in pro football commanded as much notoriety and fame at that time as did Namath. Partly because he played for the Jets in America's most important television market, New York City, and partly because of his own flamboyant persona. And Namath was the perfect player to promote the very first Monday Night Football game by his very presence. Arledge demanded the league office to schedule Namath and his Jets to play in that very first Monday Night Football game. It really didn't matter who the Jets would play, but the game had to feature Namath. The league finally relented, Arledge got his way, and Monday Night Football had its initial drawing card. So that very first Monday Night Football game featured the Cleveland Browns at home against the New York Jets. Cleveland managed to pull out a 31-21 win as spectacular plays like a 94-yard kickoff return by Cleveland's Homer Jones and a 33-yard scoring pass from Namath to Jets receiver George Sauer helped to ignite the scoring. Both offenses played well and racked up yardage. It was the type of game that the sport needed. Indeed, that Arledge and ABC needed. The next morning, millions of Americans knew that the world of pro football had changed forever when they asked their friends and coworkers, "Did you see that football game last night?" Monday Night Football was born. Thanks a lot for listening in again on Pro Football in the 1970s. Have a good evening, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and I'd like to invite you to the portal of positive football history, Pigskin Dispatch and PigskinDispatch.com. We talk about everything that centers around the game of American football, expert discussions, the origins of the games, the great players, teams, and coaches, and more, as some great guests and insights from experts. We have new episodes 3 to 4 times a week, and you can find us on SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, or your favorite podcast provider.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.